Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I think last time we were in chapter 13, I'm gonna start at verse 22 with David.
Yours is sweet.
And hopefully we get out of 13 today. this is when they were teaching in Antioch, and
blow your trumpet.
They're giving they're giving them the history of how Christ came to be.
Amen.
And he got past the judges and kings, and verse 22 says, and when he had removed him, talking about David, he raised up unto them David. When he removed Saul, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after God's own heart, which shall fulfill my will. Of this man's seed have God, according to his promises, his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. The enemy always stir up what's his, and he aims them at the covenant. When people are in agreement with anything of Satan, he systematically aims them against the covenant that God made with Father Abraham. And when I wrote that book, The Spirit of Egypt, it talks about how in every nation that yielded to Satan, he always taught, he aimed them at Israel. And now, countries like Russia, China, North Korea, they don't like Jesus. And there are people trapped in those countries that do. And we got to believe God for, you know, and cooperate with the plan he reveals to get them saved.
Amen.
Because the rapture's coming. About a month ago, the Lord told me the day is set. This time it's going to happen. It's not going to be prolonged. And we have a short time to do whatever it is we're going to do.
Whoa.
And I told my son that. I said, you know, the Lord told me the day is set. And his eyes got big. He has a friend who's real good friends with the youth pastor. And the youth pastor wasn't getting the message. He was trying to receive a message from the Lord. And so his attention was on the Lord at that time, because in a few days he was going to have to speak. And the Lord told him that the day is set. And that's two times the Lord said that. So the Lord has set the day already. He knows when it's going to be. I don't know, but he does. But I believe it's close. So whatever we do, we have to do what he gives. And there are people trapped in these countries. The enemy is, it's just like Pastor McCann said a few years ago. The closer we get to the return of God, of Christ, the closer we get, the more intense that battle is with the world. And it's intensified, but never be afraid of it. We're the ones who win.
Amen.
Our prayers avail much. The nations, they may want to fight, but we can stop it through prayer, and things are going to happen. Because that, you know, man's will and Satan stirring them up. But every time there was a great war, there was always a great revival. People started looking to God again. And the Lord wants to get people saved. He doesn't want them to go through this tribulation. But the Lord always had a plan. And he has one now. As we go in his presence, we, you know, he can activate us to be part of it. And we can we can use our active faith to do whatever it is he wants us to do. The and this is one of God, this is God's plan, Jesus Christ, who he's explaining how he died. And he's telling the people of Antioch what happened. And he said, and though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead.
Yes, he did.
And when now they're being, you know, they're probably standing there, sitting at the edge of their seat by this point. Because this thing was noised abroad. You know, this was known. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. He's making the scriptures plain to them. The enemy, the same spirits that was on the leaders of Israel and the people of Israel are still at work today in modern times. And the same spirits that was on these people that wanted Jesus crucified, they are still using the presidents and dictators and people that are antichrist, they're still using them like puppets today. Because the spirits don't leave, people die, but the spirits find another puppet. And that's what we're fighting. That's what we're overcoming. And remember, that battle is easy. The big battle is on the inside. When we're dedicated to do God's will, when we win that fight, the exterior fight is simple. It's easy to win. Verse 34, and as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he saith also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw no corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Be aware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of the prophets. Behold, ye despisers and wonder and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Now, this verse here, the Lord has always wanted, from the beginning, you always go back to Genesis, he put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. Never forget that, because what he did in the beginning is what ends up happening. Now, that was a period of time, even in our life, where everything was kind of mixed together. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, on the radio, the Lord had me talking about the parable of the tares of the field. Mm-hmm. And what he's doing, he's binding up the tares in bundles to be burned. Mm-hmm. When they see miracles that we're going to do, when they see the works of God, they're going to get upset. Just like the men that when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, they wanted to stone Jesus, and they also wanted to stone Lazarus. The wicked hate God. That won't change. Mm-hmm. The spirits that were on the early generations are still here today, and they're on the people that are wicked. And the word Jesus, one of Jesus one in Isaiah, it calls Jesus a plumb line. And the Lord measures everything off him. When the gospel is preached, when we live the life, when we do the will of God, it divides people. It divides the soul and the spirit. It divides people on which side they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Even when people get saved, some of the people that started with Paul, they went back to the world. The wicked will do wickedly. They will turn. Tares will become obvious. Demas went back to the world. Jesus said, and there's going to be a great falling away, a great apostasy. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, mm-hmm. I preach in your name. Yeah. I cast out demons.
Yeah.
He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
They never gave the Lord their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy, you know, even if they got saved, even if they believed on Jesus and partook and received the Holy Spirit and operated in the gifts. But when the Lord explained to me one time, sometimes people look in the world and they get attracted to what's out there in the world. And they leave their first love, and the Lord, during the duration, the Lord is pleading with them, and he sent ministers to encourage. But when they make up their mind to go back, their heart hardens.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, that you know, many are going to say, Lord, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know them. And so, like this. And the Lord said something yesterday. Mm-hmm. Since he's been dealing with me about the tares,
mm-hmm.
he said, people sort themselves.
Uh-huh.
People sort themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But because they made that decision,
mm-hmm.
the Lord has to do something about it. He's going to give them over to their own determination.
Right.
But those that love God, he's going to go on and use them mightily. All these things are happening. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your wisdom and your counsel and your mighty plan. Lord, let it be revealed to us as we need it, and help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.